Tomorrow, maybe we'll just try to. Let's try for 1:30, because I don't think it's realistic to do. One's not going to happen. Yeah. So let's try for 1:30. If it's a little longer, we'll play by ear. I guess we'll see what's happening. But we'll try for 1:30, and we'll try to continue. Well, again, I want to try to start tomorrow with the next Gemara. So just let's do the survey for the until the Amud, till the Amud base, if you can get even a little bit further, until the bottom of the. In other words, let's do Zayin Amud Aleph at the two dots till the bottom of Zayin Amud base, if you can. Let's start just more generally, and then we'll pin down what we can. Today I want to finish off with Eved, with Orev and Eved Kanani and Mishum Shneim. Again, there's much more to talk about, but we need to get on to other things. So to get a few other issues, just to complete some things and just raise a few other questions as well. Okay, so firstly, this Talmud Rajba that I quoted, I just want to read the language just to about the relationship between Matana and Hava in Arev. So it's in the Kamar here, it's on page 166. Again, that I think is a very crucial issue in terms of the nature of Arev. Again, going back to the Gemara Bava Basra, Kufayin Gimel, and what the Makar was possibly going to be, and then the whole discussion, as we already elaborated, with the Rambam in Mechira and in Ishus, and the Tshuva Sarajba and the Ritva, the question of the relationship between Matana and Halva. So just to read the language very quickly, is, as I said, that, normally we understand the Rambam is that maybe it's limited to the case of Matana, and that maybe Matana is a superior form of Arev. It's clear in the Talmud Rajba that he thinks that while it works, that it's a bigger chiddush. Again, this is the piece that starts off with the comment about Shtar, which, by the way, I should also, I think I mentioned last time, echoes what he wrote earlier on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. If you remember in Gimel Amud Aleph, many of the Rishonim asked the question, what do you mean, Isha Pachtim Shavar Puta Lo Mekanya Nafsha, right, which again, according to Rashi, means a Gnai Hula, the special din, and so on, because it's Snayuba Pachtim Shavar Puta. So if you remember that a number of the Rishonim there also asked the question, well, what about Shtar? Meaning you see from Shtar that the factor of Mekanya Nafsha as reflected by Shavar Puta is irrelevant, because the Shtar doesn't need to be a Pruta. So actually the Talmud Rajba is the one who strongly asked that question also. That's earlier on page 44. Like, who cares? That factor obviously is neutralized by Shtar, and gives the same answer that he gives here, which is, in Shtar there's no expectation, or put it this way, the factor of Shovi or Mekanya Nafsha is irrelevant in Shtar. That's all about Duchrona de Milsa. That's just about the shame Shtar and its status as a Raya. But once you're dealing with Mammon, so then the factor of Mekanya Nafsha, right, is something which is a dimension. That's what he says here exactly as well. That's the problem. And that's what he answers as well. Afagav Lomati Anali Yadei Mekanya, Hachanami, Afagav Lomati Anali Yadei Mekanya, Deshaini Hasam Delonacha Sadaiti Bamona Velomachavna Delimti Hanali Yadei. Which is actually an interesting parallel also, because as we ourselves noted, we noted that the Rambam probably understood Mekanya Nafsha and Gimel Amud Aleph as being the equivalent of Kesef Shalhana in the places that he has it. So just an interesting parallel treatment that line in Gimel Amud Aleph and the line on Zayin Amud Aleph, at least for some, may kind of mean the same thing, and the challenge is sharp. But anyways, in the continuation is where he says, Shamina Meha, this is on page 166, column 1, Dibichihai Gavna Nami Mikri Arev, meaning even in a case where there's no halva, because one could have said that what constitutes halva is only a situation where you have some sort of ischaivos, right? Either ischaivos for the lova, which has impact on how we perceive the role of the Arev being the one who is covering this Eschaibus. So that's why he adds, Vishamina Meha, Debichai Gavna Nami Mikri Arev. Right? Not that it's a more Kolshikain Arev, but that it's even or also an Arev. That's the point I wanted to bring out. Ketzad, Hechad Amalei Ruven L'Shimon. Tein mana lelevi v'efraenu anilach. Afa pi she'ena yachal etova od lelevi. As you might have thought, that the only time you can ever have the status of arev is when there's still a shibud relationship between the malva and the lova. So there's a shibud relationship between the malva and the lova, and that is like a foundation, right, for the arev's status too. But in this particular case, you don't have that, because the equivalent of the lova, which is the makabel matana, has no obligations after this point. Shari nasna lo b'matana gemura, k'dabin hacha, right, b'isha, b'kamadami lo la'arev, and yet we're comparing it to arev. Mikol makom, kiven de b'shichuso shel Ruvein nasanam Shimon l'levi, harehu ki'ilu kiblam Ruvein mishimon. The Talmud Rajba here has a strong formulation. We'll talk more about this as we pin it down in just another couple of seconds. A very strong formulation of arev being a makabel of the kesef. See, he says, even though you could have thought that this factor of shibud halove, which in turn dictates how we understand the nature of arev, that that would be a crucial component and one you couldn't just, you know, do away with, kamash malan, that that's not the case, and that the status of ki'ilu kibel will apply even in a case of matana. V'yachal l'shabed atzmo elehem. V'kiven shekein. Then he goes further, and there are sorts of interesting cases. Kim chakein imhilva shimon lelevi mana v'hayadochik osa lefroa v'amela ruvein mecholo osa mana v'aniya frenulach also have arev. Afagav the levi shehu love potamiklum kidaparishas. Once, again, this is Lashitas, once he's established that it's the requirement of an outstanding shibud, you know, of the other party, namely the, you know, the love, the recipient here, is not a prerequisite for arev, so then we can extend arev, in other words, arev to matana, then in theory we can also extend arev to other situations where there's no outstanding further obligation of the lova. So what about a situation where the status of arev, instead of being in a typical case of halva, or in this extension, right, in our sugya to matana, let's say it starts off as a halva, there's a halva relationship between Shimon and Levi, and now Shimon is pushing Levi to repay his dochik osa lefaro, and now Ruvain says, you know what, mecholo osamana v'ani afrenu lecha, is that going to be an arev? Or let's say he says, they have the equivalent, right, mecholo osamana v'eskada shanilach, if it's a woman. Would that work? Afalgav the Levi shehu love potter miklum kidaparishna. Because as we're saying now, we could have thought, it's very important, habamina, that the only time you ever have arev is in a case where the principal, you know, the first recipient or the more obvious recipient is still in a state of shibud. So anytime the arvus doesn't guarantee that shibud, or is the backup or a partner to that shibud, but neutralizes or nullifies the shibud, who says that that's arev? But since he is saying that that's arev, so it will apply not only to case of matana, but also case to mechila at that, or mecholo, v'ani efrenolach. So there's interesting discussion in the Meiri early, of course, in the Tshuvas HaRajba, that same Tshuva, Chelek Aleph, Elef, Reish, Chaf, Dalid. What about other cases like Arvach Lo Zimni? Let's say an Arev case, where instead of saying, you know, Tein Lo V'Akadesh, or instead of saying Mecholo, right? Let's say it was Arvach Lo Zimni. Is that also going to work as a case of, you have to look at each case in its own, You also have to understand what the harvachas, you know, hazman is going to be. So that is something which the Rajba is very dubious about, which also the Meiri seems to reject. Where do you draw the line in these kind of arev extensions? And then the, again, just because he's a little bit queasy about this, and it is a machlokas arishonim, so he says, Vim tomar, isn't that arev shalom b'shas matan mos? V'arev shalom b'shas matan mos lo mishtabed? Lo hi, de'shomar kivin dehashta hu dechoser Shimon mamona al pi ruvein k'shas matan mos mikra. That's still called like a moment in which, right, there's a significant hiskaivus being undertaken by the Arev, right, because this is a pivotal moment in which the obligation, in which the lack of Piron is being felt, and which therefore solving it or neutralizing it constitutes an important moment triggered by the hischaivus of the Arev. Dehecha amrina and arev shelo b'shas matno shelo mishtabed hani mili. This is the other case of the Tshuvas HaRashba and the Miri. Beharvacha zman l'chudei. That's considered shelo b'shas matan mos. And Batzila Meimar, right? Mitzvah avadata v'lav midi chasarta aval hacha vadai chaser. Because this is the moment of Piron, or where will be Piron. V'chein danu dinze chachmei narbonus. So there's a whole literature on this. Some of these cases, the extension of some of these cases, which I don't want to go into now. But again, just to contrast it with those who seem to think that Kol Shekein, that the more obvious Arev case is the Matana case, where there's no Shibud at all. This is the Talmud Rashba. He agrees that it'll extend, but he thinks that the balance of the cases is quite different. Okay, that's number one. Number two is, just to go for a minute, just to flesh out a little bit more the question of Zrok Mana L'Yam and cases like it. So we already discussed the fact that this is a huge machlokas harishonim, that we would have anticipated that there would be a tlius, right? That if the mechayiv is, let's say, the ritva type hana, namely the hana that you listened to this person, or we don't have to call it the ritva type hana, just ahi hana, as the Gemara describes it in Bava Basra, Kufay, and Gimel Amud Beis, right? If that is the, only factor involved, so in theory, any time the malveh, or the equivalent of the malveh, right, puts himself out on a limb, for the arev, that he responds to the arev's request in a way that reflects, right, his his regard for him, that should trigger hana, and that should be the din of arev. If that's all there is in arev, then any situation like that should suffice. And we would think, for example, that it wouldn't matter what happens to the chafetz or where it goes, right? It could be zrok layam, it could be feeding it to a dog, not necessarily his dog, right? It could be kalev shel hefker or kalev shel acherim, doesn't have to be kalbo. It shouldn't make a difference. In the end of the day, this person put his hand in his pocket and he did what you asked him, and so on. On the other hand, right, if what we're talking about is, especially if we're talking about a Kabbalah, right, then that's certainly much more of an open question. I would say default, you would think that that's not considered a Kabbalah. If it's a question of the nature of the Shibud, even then, especially if it's not just a question of whether he means it, but it's a question whether the Shibud turns into something of a more legal quality, as we've discussed. So then, maybe what happens to the chafetz, or what this shibud is about, again, a halva is a certain halachic, it's a certain legal category. And maybe, or clearly, so is a matana. But, zrok layam, holech li'ibud, or teina lasela, or feeding, someone else's dog, those aren't, don't have those kind of status. They don't necessarily convert, into a certain kind of shibud. Certainly don't necessarily convert into Kabbalah. So what are the makoros for that, and what do the Rishonim actually say about that? We hinted at it. We noted already that this is a machlokes. I just want to spend a couple of minutes just tracking down a couple of these shitas. So what are the, Mordechai, what are the makoros for that? We'll talk, what? We mentioned them, right? Liad?
Just totally spacing out.
Oh, okay. We'll try to get back to space then.
Yeah.
Liad? This question, whether or not, there's a typical case of Arev, is I hand money over to a Lova at the behest of the Arev. Or in our case, let's say, I hand money, Teimana Laploni, right? I hand money over to another party, a Ploni, at the behest of the Isha. So somebody else is Makabel, and then our Lamdasha question is, like, how does all this work? Is it the nature of the Ischaibus? Is it the Ahiyana? Is it the Ki'ilu Kibel? Fine. But there are other cases which in which there's discussion, A, whether they work, and whether they work as Arev, and if they don't work as Arev, why they don't work as Arev. So what are those cases which are kind of the some of the test cases? They're not cases where there's a Lova or a Mekabel Matana. So what cases do we have in the Babli? Two cases to talk about mostly. One, two Gemaras. The what?
Like the Rebbe's Ketzitza stuff? The question of the
Roman? Say again?
Like the Rebbe's Ketzitza stuff?
No, now we discussed already. You know, the Sugas and Bab Metzia we discussed already. Those aren't in the Gemara. Those are how the Rishonim interpret certain cases. And that we discussed pretty extensively, the Rebbe's Ketzitza stuff, right? I'm talking in right here in you know, local Kiddushin, Yaakov.
Selah.
Excellent. So the main Gemara is the Gemara here on Chesamid Beis. So the Gemara says Selah. So let's look at that just for a minute. Again, we mentioned the Gemara is Chesamid Beis. What's the other Gemara that's relevant according to some, but not as? Selah and Kelev are the Gemaras here together. And Zorkman Eliyam is a Yerushalmi. Right? Zorkman Eliyam doesn't appear in the Babli, as far as I know. It appears in Yerushalmi. Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph, right? And what other Babli may be relevant here that the Rishonim talk about that we mentioned the other day? Arye? Correct. Yud Tesamid Aleph, Tzi Bekabli Kiddushayich. Right? So we'll get to that in just a second. But that's a little bit less so, as we'll see. You know, let's take care of that one first, since it's easier. Arye, go ahead. Just the Yud Tesamid Aleph. What does the Gemara say? Amarav Nachman. Yeah. Okay. This we've seen the next Gemara is the famous, right? Milvashi Yeshal Amashkin, which we also discussed. So this is a Gemara about Tziva Kabli Kiddushayich, and the Gemara says that it's linked to the discussion of Yiyud, right? Whether Moshe Rishonos Likidusha Nitnu or not. Correct. And Tosis already Aryeh Alatar and the other Rishonim too. Go ahead. You have the Tosas there? Tema. Right? Dumasa Omer, right? Tema. Maya Salashminan. We mentioned it yesterday. Maya Salashminan.
Shita Lama Lot is Scottish. I feel how your Omer came out of the phone. It's Scottish Pitiloha. I said, Mikudash has been in Ori Pitilahail. Call she came, Jammer Vivido.
Right. He's telling his daughter to serve. So is this a strong question or not? I mean, does it seem, is it obvious to you that this fits the bill of Mekadesh Ba'arev? That's what Tosas is asking. And not just Tosas, Tosa Rush, the Chachmei Svarad, right? Many of them, some of them don't bother with this question, and some of them do. Obviously, the ones that do, it's interesting. Is it obvious to you that this is, I mean, it's not really a typical case of Arev at all. It's not that somebody, it's not that the Mekadesh is doing something at the behest of the Mekudesha, so we're trying to assess it.
Yeah, it's also not assuming some type of second lova here, because she's a katana here. Meaning it's hard to say that type of svara.
Yeah, correct.
It's hard to say that she had that.
Well, and that's number one. And number two, just structurally, it's not even in the same case. In other words, again, normally the Isha says to the husband, you know, give money to a third party. Here we're talking about the father, who's the equivalent of the Isha, right, says to his daughter, right, not says to his, to the Mekadesh, right, this is not something about Mekadesh, is just, you know, trying to be Mekadesh the Isha, and he says, instead of my picking up Tzi V'Kabli Kiddushayich, right, you're going to be married anyway, so why don't you just pick up the Kesef, or take the Kesef Kiddusha, right, it's a little strange to think that this has anything to do with Arev. Okay. So it could be that's the answer. But if we're talking about either a kind of a, you know, hahi hana, right? Unless you're saying, oh, it's like, you know, implicitly telling the husband, you know, give this to my young daughter. Okay. The closest thing this comes to is a kind of, if the issue was only like an objective question of being magdir Kabbalah, which we talked about also, like, you know, typically Kabbalah means Kabbalah. Kabbalah's kesef means you give me money and it comes into my domain in a very legally acceptable recognized way. My chatzer, my yad, right? All right, if I have a shliach and I appoint a shliach, that's also considered a Kabbalah, certainly. What about other wider hagdaros of Kabbalah, whether it be in Kiddushin, now there's also a term Mechalek, or in other areas of halacha where Kabbalah, Nesina and Kabbalah matter, right? So you might say, oh, if somebody's supposed to give me something, but I designate like an extended or expanded, you know, a makom Kabbalah, right? Is that also acceptable, right, or not? So if I say to Tzeiva Kabli Kiddushayich, he wants to do Mekadesh her. The irony, of course, in this case, and that's why you have to forget about the irony, or you can remember the irony, but just, you know, you have to get past it, is that she's going to be the Miskadeshes, but on the other hand, she's a Ketana. So really, he is the one, that's what makes this a tricky case, right, who's supposed to receive the Kiddushin. So he's saying, instead of me receiving the Kiddushin, you know, my young daughter, you know, soon to be, you know, wife of Ploni, you know, you can pick it up. Okay? So in the end, right, and this is not our topic right now, but we will discuss it at some point, right, but we'll have to wait for June, right, in the end, this ends up being a Kedusha Ketana issue, right? To what extent, even though Ein Shlichus L'Ketana, right, to what extent does she have a yad, and especially if she is, you know, working for her father, right, who has, you know, who's the Mekabel HaKiddushin, so can he, you know, allow her to be Mekabel? That's what it ends up that this sug is about. And this Gemara on Yud Tesamid Aleph, to get together with the earlier Gemara on Tesamid Aleph, I think we've already mentioned it in passing, right, the Rush in particular holds something like that, Tesamid Aleph and Yud Tesamid Aleph in both places. And the Bali Tosas, if you just skip another line, right? Tosas says, "V'yeshlomar d'lo havelo ka'omer lo." I'll get to that one second. Ela hochi mochiach al korcha ketana yesh liyad lekabel kiddushin midashkin gabayiud. All the Rishonim in different ways are mostly, almost all, are mostly coming to the conclusion what this Gemara is really about is his ability, right? Because she is the Miskadeshes, right? To transfer the ability, the yad, to her. But as a habamina, right, even, like, what does this have to do with Ari? So, in terms of Ahiyana, and in terms of, you know, playing a different, it's very hard, right, to see it that way. Maybe, as a designate, if Arev only meant that there's an expanded concept of Kabbalah, maybe. But what is Tosa's answer here? Well, Tosa doesn't say it. Yeah, Tosa's answer, go ahead. Yeah. Yeah, okay, that's sort of the other part. Yeah, so again, you have to just read earlier one more thing. Again, Koshkein Omer Labito, that's not so Koshkein. The Chitame the Hachalo Shaykh Din Arvus Taholo Diber Lemekadesh. Right, in Kain Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yudah Damar Mekadesh, and Prut Achorna Atu Nelef Minadim Lo Amar Klum Lo Labas Velom Lekadesh Te Mekadesh. Ela korcha mechira chashuva kilu amar avia lebas hiskad shibiyud im kena mechira namet chashuv kilu amar lemekadesh. So Tosa originally, yep, just to understand what he means in the end. So in the end, he ends up saying, Yeshlomar de lohava lo komer lo velo kaomer lo. So, and this is mostly what the Rishonim answer here. Meaning, somehow the communication with the Mekadesh, right, and setting up this structure is part of the story. Now, why that is, most of Rishonim do not say. Is that because, you know, it's really Ahiyana kind of a thing, and you can't have the Ahiyana, you know, of the person responding to what you told them to do unless you tell them to do it. Right here, you know, we thought we could just get away with, oh, expanding what constitutes Kabbalah. Maybe that's not the issue in Arev, that's not the din of Arev at all. Maybe the din of Arev is Vahiyana, as we said, or some sort of a shibud, which turns into Ahiyana. And for that, there has to be communication between the Malve and the Love.
Why? Why does that have to be communication between the Malve and the Love for Ahiyana?
What is the Mekadesh doing that implies any hana here? He says to the daughter, father says to his daughter, pick up the Kiddushin. What is up to the Mekadesh? The Mekadesh, if we're talking about, oh, instead of putting it in my yad, I'm hereby being Magdir.
Giving it to the daughter is only a legitimate Ma'ase of Kiddushin because it's Sikhoi Ab.
Because of what?
It's because of what the father said that the daughter is able to get it.
But he's not addressing the father, the husband.
Why does he have to address him? If I say I'll be an Arev,
the whole point
for Shua as a Lova.
If the whole point is that the Malva,
oh, great, you're an Arev for him, I'll lend him money. I don't need to be the Mitzave to the Malva.
But you're still not. I mean, that's still all just the way it was Mitgalgel.
So
it's not the way.
Because the only reason why he's lending the money is because I'm providing security. So to hear the only reason why the husband's able to give her a tabas is because
he wants to marry this little girl. He wants the little girl to be his wife. He wants to marry. He wants to marry this under this katana.
Okay.
So it's such a big. He's going out on a limb. He's doing something that constitutes a reflection of his high regard for the father by giving the kesef kiddushin to the daughter who he's going to marry.
It's only because of what the father said that he's able to give it to the
father. What the father said to the girl, it didn't say it to him.
But who cares if he's anything then?
Okay. I think it's a double posture.
In Arev, there's no requirement for him to say anything to the Malveh.
That's exactly what Tosfos is saying is not true. The Arev has to say to the Malveh, that's exactly what Tosfos is saying. The Arev has to say to the Malveh, lend money to the Lova.
That's not what Tosfos says.
That's what he says.
Just lo shayach dinarves. Just lo shayach dinarves.
Okay. I think it's very clear. And then he's vichitema. Then he's doche. And then he comes back to it. But either way, the Rajba and the if you want to look at the Rajba, it's a little more explicit. But this is, I think, this is a double posture. I don't think that this is difficult to explain. I think what's more difficult to explain on Yod Tesamid Aleph is the Hava Mina, which I think only works through. Sorry. I'm saying that unless the Malveh, in this case the Mekadesh, is responding to the will and showing therefore his regard to the Mekabeles, then there's no Mechayev.
But isn't he, by virtue of the fact that the only way that his Ma'aseh is meaningful is if he's actually asking
the
father?
I'm just saying that might be true or might not be true, but that's not explicit or even implicit necessarily. It just might or might not be true. I mean, he wants to marry this little girl. He wants her to be his wife. He wants the most natural thing in the world is for him to give her a pruta. The only problem is she doesn't have a yad lekabel kiddushah. But in this, so he has to nebuch give it to the father. He has to deal with the father, and the father said you can give it to the daughter. I don't see that. That's anyways. But the again, if you want a little more explicit, and some of the other rishonim, it's even a little more explicit. But I don't want to spend more time on it because I think it's davar pashut. Right? Meaning it's a hagdara of Kabbalah. V'logorim mitain manu l'ploni v'kadesh ani lach mekudesh midinarev. Yesh lo mar d'lo dami l'arev. Kivin shelo amar klum l'mekadesh. V'arev medaber hu im amalva. I'm only explaining, I'm just telling you the fact that the Rishonim say that there has to be a communication with the Malva Mekadesh. I'm trying to explain why is that they don't say. I'm trying to explain that I think it makes perfect sense for Bahiyana. I also think that, let me say my second point, is that even in terms of the Kabbalah point, you might need that. In other words, who says that from a Kabbalah? What I was trying to explain is reconstruct in the other way. How would this ever work when I think there's clearly no Bahiyana? The answer is maybe because this person, and that I think the Rajba is clear about too, is expanding the Hagdara of Kabbalah, which you might think is something that depends on the Mekabeles. And maybe the Kamashmalan here is even more of a Kiddush, which says that the definition of Kabbalah is not something that depends exclusively on the Mekabel or the Mekabeles, but that's something which has a certain, as we'll see in a second in other ways, although they're not Hobo Hatalia, which has a certain objective configuration or requirement. In other words, this can be considered my Kabbalah, not just because I will it to be so, but because there's a certain relationship between me and the Nosein that establishes it so. It can't be Kabbalah without the input or the request to the Nosein to make it so. I think that's also possible. Yeah.
So first of all, in terms of Tosos, yeah. I guess that worked very well, right? Tosos and Babinzia, that's Kibel and Kibel.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
And also, is it possible just the Kabbalah?
Except we'll see in a second that there are some Rishonim who have a lot of steerers, but especially the Rajba, we'll see in a second. But yeah, go ahead.
Also, is it possible that the mirror itself is the Kabbalah? It's like when you say you want to give me money, I say, right. Sure, my statement is my way of accepting it.
Could be. That's kind of the last thing that I was saying.
There being a pronounce, like that. He says,
yeah. I mean here, on Zion.
On Zion.
Yeah, we're going to get, do you have Lang in the Yotzar Gonim? Yeah. Yeah, we're going to get that in a second. So, yeah, I do think, that's kind of what I'm saying. That, in other words, that setting up.
I thought Rebbe was saying that you need the Mira, in order to shtel tzu, the Arev, with the Mikado, with the Malva.
And then it can be a Kabbalah.
Because he inserted himself into the Kli.
In other words, you're adding, I think what you're saying, unless I misunderstood you, is that the Emira itself might be a pivotal in doing that. I think there are different ways.
Not just that it causes it to happen, just that it is the Kabbalah.
Could be. Okay. Or I don't think it's so far from what I was saying before, which is that the that it sets up a certain framework which widens the Hagdara of Kabbalah. You're saying the Amira itself is a kind of Kabbalah.
How can Amira be a Kabbalah if it happens before the Nesina?
Who says you have a Kabbalah after the Nesina?
Okay. Maybe it'll be clarified in just a second as we get to Daf Ches on the base. So Yaakov, Ches on the base? Yeah. Okay, we'll get back to this in just a second. That's the Tziva Kabli Kiddushayich. Gemara. Chesson Beis, go ahead. First, the Gemara has earlier. Just to start with there, if you don't mind. Tan Rabbanan, is Scottish leave a man of a tenem la abo la vicha? Now, what's wrong with that?
So, Tan Abo la vicha, co-authorish. Tan Abo la vicha, co-authorish. So, each one is stressing a certain condition.
Yeah. So first of all, what is that? That in itself is an interesting Gemara, right? So the way many Rishonim understand it, most of the Rishonim who explain it, it's a very clear-cut thing. Meaning, Yaakov, why doesn't it work when it doesn't work?
Because you don't really have a basket.
He's like playing with you. Like it's like, instead of saying, yeah, give it to my parents. Or, give a diploma. Right? You just wonder, is it possible also to read the Gemara differently? Namely, that the Gemara is really weighing, in theory, most of the Farshim don't interpret it this way, but is it possible that if you don't set up this wider Hagdara of Kabbalah, right, in advance, then, then the question of, even if you're serious, it just doesn't work, right, as long as you don't actually mean shlichus. So it doesn't have to be that, it's like a, like a Melitza Bialma or a Dechia Bialma, like, yeah, give it to dad, or give it to the neighbor, right? Don't bother me, It could be that it's a little more than that, right? But that's something to think about. Okay. It comes, whether it is or isn't doesn't matter so much because we have the equivalent of that discussion pretty much, not the details, when it comes to Henicha Magabe Sela and Kelet. Okay, go ahead. Tanra Abanan
is Scottish to the Bona, and she says, Tanem Agabe Sel, Enem Mekudeshes, and you're not. Tanem Hayasala Shalah, Mekudeshes.
Oh, Mekudeshes, why?
So, Rashi says, because then your Chatzah could be Kona.
Yeah.
The other children disagree.
Yeah.
So what? It's more Das oriented.
Yeah. So again, if it's because of chatzer, that means that you need a Kabbalah, needs a proper. This is exactly the issues that we're talking about, although it's hard to know where to draw the line. right? But yeah, according to the others, it's more of, if that depends on Gemar Din, so it's more of a Gemar Da, sorry. It depends. Apparently, there could be a wider Hagdara of Kabbalah, correct? And as such,
for Bibi, Sel Shneimar,
yeah,
they understand this to be a das-oriented question.
Exactly, exactly. So now it comes even more. Go ahead. But anyways, what's also implicit before we get to the next line in the Gemara is that if it was Tanei Malgabe Sela, a regular Tanei Malgabe Sela that's not Shulcha, that's pretty clear, is Eina Mekudeshes. You're only just not sure 100% why. Right? And then the Rishonim are all going to ask, well, why not have it work Midin Arev? Okay? So that's the open question. Because we know it doesn't work. We know Arev does work. Why is this less than Arev? Okay. Okay. Hiskachali Bekikar. Yeah. So what's the difference between Kelev Shalah and Kelev Shalacher? Okay. Boy Rav Mari.
Kelev Rot Acher El Ma.
Yeah. By the way, this Gemara that says Teku is important, and it came up earlier in the Zman. Did everybody just remember? When did this Gemara come up? That's just a trivial question. It's not relevant to the. I mean, the Ran quotes this Gemara earlier when he's wondering what the din of Sveika Doraisa is in Kiddushin. Remember? Yeah? Remember Sveika V'chashinim Midrabanan? Right? Nasan Huv Amrahi? The Gemara says Sveika V'chashinim Midrabanan. So the Ran, among others, says, like, what do you mean Sveika V'chashinim Midrabanan? If it's a Sveika Doraisa, it's got to be L'chumra. So then the Ran says, you know what? I'm thinking Misupkani or something like that, or the Fakfake. Maybe all Safek Kiddushin should be Lakula because Mukminan Acheskas Pnuya. Right? He says, oh, but if that's true, then what are you going to do with the Safek of the Gemara on Chesumid Beis, where the Gemara says is Eskachli, where the Gemara says that Rots Achrea Kelev, Mao, when it's Teku. And the riff says that, you know, we're machmir. Anyways, okay, fine. So what does the Gemara has say here? There's a difference between Kelev Shalom and Kelev Shalom. Okay, what about the Ani case? Let's just get that one in also. It's Kachali Bikikar. So that doesn't do anything for me. So again, in all these three cases, right, Sela, right, She'ena Shalom, Kelev, right, She'eno Shalah, and even Ani, right? So the Rishonim were all bothered. What about the din of Arev? Correct? Okay. So, who Tosas asked this question, right? Yaakov? Tame La'abal Avicheinu Mekudeshes. Yeah. So what is that? That's the Tosas asking the question. What's the answer?
Sounds like it's a das-oriented.
It's a das-oriented answer, meaning in theory, it could work. Your question, but initiating it is a requirement to seeing how serious you are. In theory, some Rishonim give this answer, other Rishonim give this answer as well, about it depends whether or not, you know, who initiated it and whether it was, formulated this way to begin with. But they don't all say that the contrast is to, like, Meshat Anibach. So I'm just wondering, this is what I was saying before, is it possible that the initiating, right, could have something, you know, to beyond the question of Gemiras Das, could have something to do with the Haggadah of Kabbalah. Maybe. Something to think about. That's one answer. What is Ramban answer to this question? Anybody? Or the other answers to this question?
It's not a Kabbalah. For an Arab, it means it's not Kabbalah. And this person is not someone who is a Kabbalah. You say, like, give it to Arab. So
say again? Yeah.
You say Tanema Gavisela, so you can call it Bar Kabbalah in order to become an artist.
So yeah. What do you mean prior Kabbalah?
Someone who's like fitting to be in
the Kabbalah. Ah, that's the Rajba's answer. Okay. Yeah, we'll get to that in a second. So the but what does Ramban answer? Also very, very interesting answer. The Rajba quotes it. Anybody? We'll get to the Rajba in just a second, because that's the main, that's the most important sheet, 100%. Right? The first answer he quotes in the beginning, as we said, that's what Ramban also. Yesh matartzam hasam shiny de ka'amra v'eskadish anilach, hacha de kivasa yamras anichoa gabe sela v'eskadish anilach, mekudashas enochanani, it would work. If he said, tain mona al sela v'eskadish anilach, that would be fine. Although he doesn't say it midin gemardin, it could be that that's, again, you have to set up the Kabbalah prior. An expanded Kabbalah only works if it's part of the initial Kiddushin, not if it's like a de facto, oh, okay, fine, like a secondary Kabbalah. Okay? I think that's fine, without the Parshanut of Tosis, in other words. That's the first answer. Oh. What's the second answer? The Ramban. The second answer is the answer of the Ramban. The Ramban says basically what? Are
you? It's like whether or not there's a command beforehand to do it.
Whether there's a?
Whether or not you're listening to someone else's command or just...
Well, that, isn't that what we kind of just said? That's the first one, right? I think the Ramban says something different. The Ramban says the issue is whether there's any real hischaivos here, or it's a shiur in the shibud. If I say, even if I said, let's say it was set up that way, tein mana al gabe sela v'eskadish anilach. Right? So you can put the money on the sela, and you can take it back a minute later. Right? Where's the ischaivos or the shibud in that? In order to constitute arev, it has to be an irrevocable commitment. Right? In other words, it's a shiur in the shibud. That's what the Ramban says. Yeah, anybody have that line? Yeah. Right. You can take it back. So according to the Ramban, if you were to put it in the mouth of the Kelev or Zrok Mona Layam, that would certainly be the Narev, correct? Did you say it or not?
That's the Ramban.
That's Ramban. Yeah. So he says very explicitly, if you were to zrok bepiv shel kelev apilu kelev sheina shelo, as long as it was set up that way, right, and or zrok liyam, that would work. And this is also the view of the Ritva. The Yerushalmi seems to say explicitly in Perek Beis. Did I bring it? I guess not. But you'll see the Rajba quotes it. Yerushalmi seems to say that Zrok, right, Layam, is not Miskadeshes, right? Says the Ritva. If somebody could open up the Ritva just for a second. Says the Ritva. In Achanami, that's what the Yerushalmi says. Right? But the Bavli obviously disagrees, because obviously the Bavli believes in Arev. Very interesting. The Ritva says the Bavli believes in Din Arev, and the Yerushalmi doesn't. If Yerushalmi had really believed in Din Arev, then they would have thought that Zrok Liyam would be fine too. Why? Well, the Ritva adds, because in his opinion, Lishitaso, here, right, not in Bav Metzia, and not necessarily in Bav Basra, right, but here at least, the Ritva repeats again. Remember that for the Ritva, unlike even other Rishonim, you know, the Din Arev is Hayyana, and it's not just that you know, converts or is equal, but that's the backbone, that's the elemental kasa. And let's remember that both here on Chesamid Beis and earlier on Zion and earlier in Bavmid Beis, the Ramban, the Ritva, at least in the Zion and the Ches, says that Arev is actually the Avtipus for this. It's the paradigm for Hana being elemental. So the Ritva says, if that's the case, then, you know, if on my at my behest, you throw this, you take this thing and you destroy it, or you give it to a Caleb, or you throw it in the river, right? There's still that same ahiyana, isn't there? What do we have here? Written. It doesn't say that in the Yerushalmi, it says that in the Rajba. We'll get it in a second. He's basically saying that the Rishami doesn't believe in Arev. That's something the Ramban did not say, one way or another. This is more than the Ramban. Etc. But he says very explicitly that this is connected to his shita, that it's connected to his shita, that the yisod of all of this is the hana, right, that is derived from responding to this person. So what difference does it make if it's an initial request or it's a subsequent request? Right? That wouldn't make a difference. The Ritva is not like the Ramban in that respect. Okay. I mean, both the Ritva and the Ramban will have to say that the Yerushalmi is against the Bavli. The Ritva is adding, number one, you don't even need the Shibud level required by the Ramban. And number two, that the Yerushalmi is incompatible with the Yisod of Arev. Like, why? Can't it just be that they draw the line in different places as to what constitutes Arev? The answer is the Ritva Lashitaso, who strongly thinks that Arev signifies Hahiyan, at least the Ritva and Kiddushin, who thinks that. Here on Chesamid Beis, the Av Lekulan, I'm just reading back a little bit earlier, the Av Lekulan Arev. Right, v'hu adin, v'hu atam, ba'omer lechaver zrok manu shokal liyam, ola davar ha'ave, v'eschai v'nilok, shu chayv demidi avatam, ele mipnei shehotzi, mamona mirshuso alpiv, therefore nishtabed leba osahana, ma'ali nitnu alpiv b'matana gemuro, zrok al liyam, ola makom ha'ave. Hilkach omer lechaver, ten mana al gabi sela, shu makom ha'ave, v'eschai v'nilok, v'nasun sham alpiv, chayv. That's what he says later. Me'ata kol shomar b'kedushin zrok man aliyam ali ibud retvas kadesh mekadsha, and so on. Okay, so the Ritva's clear. The Me'iri is actually very interesting because the Me'iri does say that the kedushin here is with hanah. That's Dav Zayin Amid Aleph is teiman al poni v'kadesh yilach is midin hanah, and yet the Me'iri thinks that zrok layam is no good. Sounds like he thinks, he's like page 37 or 38, something like that, that even though it's Hahi Hana, for the Hahi Hana, you know, it has to still correspond to some sort of Kabbalah. Now again, because the Me'iri isn't necessarily advocating, as the Ritva does, in Hana, as a standalone, never mind standalone, like the core and elemental basis of Kesef. So it sounds like the Me'iri thinks that there's a little conversion going on here, and the Ahi Ana might be the Mekadesh, but it's got to be Ahi Ana, you know, which can't just be Le'ibud, or which can't result in a Le'ibud. And the Le'ibud, as opposed to the Kabbalah, as opposed to the Le'ibud, dictates whether or not the Ahi Ana is sufficient to be Mekadesh with. That's a big Kiddush. In a way, that's the Ritva in Bava Metzia, you know, except that he explained it. You know, was the opposite of that. That's, in other words, the Meiri saying Zrok doesn't work, even though Hana is the Yesod. And the Ritvan Bamitzia was trying to explain that Zrok will work even though Kabbalah is the Yesod. Right? That was the line in some of Tesla days. Kilu kiba va'achakak zarak. Anyways, the Rush, to be clear, is actually very consistent. Because the Rush, like the Rach, do you have language of the Rach, by the way? The Rach holds that the Kiddushin on Zayin Abed Aleph is with the Kesef, but it says it strongly. Anybody have it? And the Rishonim quote it also. Command the Kibel? Go ahead. The money. Yeah.
Kabbalah.
Yeah. So the Rush in Sif Vav, everybody have the Rush in Sif Vav? Also holds that way. Adam?
Amar Rabbi Teimana Laploni v'akadesh anilach v'kishenos an hamana la'oso ploni amar hariat mekudeshes b'mona shenosati laploni.
Oh.
Mekudeshes midin ariv.
Right. Again, it's the Ravel was working hard to try to close the gap between the Rush and the Rambam in a way. But the Rush, so what would we expect the Rush to hold about Zrok Liyam? Interesting question. Again, he could still say what the Ritva says in Bamitzias Hamatayas. What does he say on Chesed Beis? Anybody look it up? Yud Gimel? It does not work. But before he got to the doesn't work, he was mistopic. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Yosef, you have it there?
Yeah.
Go ahead. He's on mistopic about it. Yeah. So that's when he comes to the conclusion. Okay. Then comes the Rajba, which is very fascinating because he's the strongest, most forceful about this issue that Zrok Liyam or Nesina Lekelev or Nesina Al Gabe Sela won't work. Not for the Balitosis reason and not for the Ramban reason. Right? But here it is a bit of an about face, unless we do, you know, it's hard to know how to, what to say about this. The Rajban Zayin Abed Aleph says what? What? Hana. In fact, it's even Doche, the language of Rabbeinu Chananel. Right here, and I don't have a good answer to this, I just, it is what it is, I just don't know why, but, right? Unless you say this is part of the development, but. Chosav Yomer Lo Hiskad Shali Bahano Azu Shani No Sein Baton Azu Ledvarecha Da Arev Nami Bahi Ano Da Kamehem Le Mishtabed Velo Machmas Gufa Mamon Mamish She'eno Mekablo. It sounds like quoting the Rach and the Rush and being Doche. Yet for some reason he is by far the most forceful on Chesam Adbeis to answer the question and saying as follows. Umistabra midin arev. Ki'ilu kiblaso he. Exactly what he seemed to have rejected on Zayin Amin Aleph. I don't know the answer to that. One second. Inami, this is quite fascinating. Bisha'omra litno lekelev shalah mishum de mishtar shilah v'have ki'ilu kiblaso he. And that's very fascinating because he obviously doesn't think that every ahi hana that, you know, you listen to me is the equivalent of a Kabbalah. Right? But he does think that the mishtarshi of not having to feed, you know, Bowser his lunch because he's already been well fed, right, that is a Kabbalah. That's a little, just a little good example, right? That's a different kind of Hana. The Hana of Mishtarshi is a Kabbalah. The Hana of you know, oh, I feel so good. You know, he listened to me. He respected me. He acted at my behest. That's not a Kabbalah. But of course, the number one, this is more substantial. It translates into actual Dine Mamanis. Moreover, it's about the Kelev. It's really a question of saying, like, you didn't put it in my hand, and you didn't give it to a Bardas. You gave it to a Kelev, and the Kelev's not a Bardas. So that's like Zrok Liyam. The answer is no. Mishtarshi means that it's not Zrok Liyam. It's an extension of my Kabbalah, because I saved on the dog food. What this highlights, again, each case is different, but I mean, one of the things we've been trying to argue is that there's a certain fluidity between some of the concepts, kind of the cases here. The Hana'a, right, the Ibud, the Shibud, right? This Mishtarshi is kind of a little bit, it's an extended Kabbalah for the Rosh, but just give me one more second. Inami b'shamar litna the kelev shalom mishum de Mishtarshi, I think it's fascinating. V'havu ki'ilu kiblaso hi. V'yaf agav lo amra v'eskadesh ani lach mekudeshes. He doesn't require the original, like the Bali Tosas do. The kol shamar l'eskad shali bazev, v'amra t'no li, enot tzricha lomar v'eskadesh ani lach. That's an interesting separate machlokas v'sharon. You have to set all this Kabbalah up in the beginning. You say no. If it's to a bendas, you don't. Because, you know, that includes enough components of Arev. That's a Kabbalah. But it has to be a bendas. Otherwise, it's not considered an extended Kabbalah. Not anything that I define. Aval Umra, I'm skipping a little. Umra lo, to know, lekelev, she'ena shalah, that's kadesh anilach, even if you say out the whole thing, v'hinichu al gabi asela she'ena shalah, afal bishamra v'skadesh anilach, and there's no question that he meant it, he initiated it. Inami hashlech mon aliyom v'skadesh anilach, enem kudeshes. Shelo kibla mimenu hi, kadeshi skadesh machmas hana, demati la mine. So that is really a very interesting combination. And maybe this explains a little bit, maybe. Dav zayinom and aleph. Right, he seems to be saying here, shelo kibla mimena hi, if there's no objective Kabbalah, right, meaning by a bardas or through mishtarshi, right, then it's not mekudeshes. I would have said because there's no Kabbalah. He says, lefi shelo kibla mimena hi, kedei shetiskadesh machmas hana dematila mine. Right, velo mi din arvus. De ein din arvus ele b'mishenosein lebar schia al dibura. Sheha arev eno mischayev ele mipnei schia salove. So is he also, in other words, I'm not in this line, is he saying there's a din of arev, and that's only Kabbalah, and then there's something which you might have thought was arev, and that's hayiana, in the language of the Gemara in Bava Basra. What the Ritva thinks is Arev, in other words, and that's just not. Is that what he's saying? Or is he saying, without the Kabbalah, right, without viewing him as a Lova, without viewing, you know, her as the Makabal Matana in this particular case, she can't be Miskadeshes on the basis of Bahiyana. Ahiyana, without the other part, that's not Arvus. But what Arvus is Ahiyana. Right, when there's a Kabbalah. I'm not sure. I think there are two ways to read the Rashba. In which case, once again, if that's what he really means, then Zayin Amad Aleph is not so terrible. Zayin Amad Aleph is telling us that the Amira has to reflect the Ahiyanah part. But the Ahiyanah part would just be unconvertible. Now again, for the Ritva, you could never say this. Why? Because for the Ritva, there's no conversion in Hana, Lashita. So just one second. There's no conversion. It's the Avtipus. But as we know, for the Rajba, let's just remember, right, the Rajba on Zayin Amud Aleph and the discussion of Adam Chashuv and his appreciation, even extension maybe, of Rabbeinu Chananel, right? So Hana is this very fluid, convertible, you know, but also flexible, chameleon-like thing. So maybe what he's saying is that you do need Ahiyana, because the virtual Kabbalah is not enough to be Makadesh with, either for Ravelva reasons or maybe even more basic reasons than that. But if not for the fact that there was a Kabbalah, then there wouldn't be Ahiyana, which would qualify for Kiddushei, for Kesef Kiddushin, for Kiddushei Isha. Yeah?
Sorry, how's we ready reading with Ishalo Kiblami men of
I'm saying that I think there are two ways to read the Rashba. I don't know if I could say it any clearer. One is that he's just rejecting Ayana, what he seemed to say before. The other is that what he's saying is that without the Kabbalah, you're not going to be able to harness the Hahiyana as a case of Kiddushin.
Well, sorry, he's not talking about the Hiyana, like we're saying by Gabi Arif. He's talking about the case where counterfactually, were he to have given her the object himself?
Or I don't know. Why do you say that? Avil Omer Lo, Teneu Lekelev Sheina Shala, Vinichu Al Gabi Asela Sheina Shala, and she is listening. Afabisha Omra Veskadish Anilach, Inami Hashle Chaman Aliyam Veskadish Anilach, Enam Kudeshes, Shalo Kibla Mimenu. If there's a Kabbalah, then the Hana of Hayana will be the trigger for the Kiddushin. Right? But if not, because that's not Velomi Din Arvus, Dain Din Arvus, Elabimisha Nosa. So those are two ways, I think, that one could read it.
So I thought when he was saying Shvilishul Kabbalah Menu, he was contrasting with the Din of Arvus, where it's going to the third party, Inner Bardas. So he's saying, when you get the Selah, you're neither going with a normal route of Kiddushin, like Kiddushin Ba'alma, where she's giving him the object, where he's giving him the object directly.
Okay.
Because she just Kisana, great, straight from the object. This has nothing to do with the Arvus Bechlau. Nor is he deeming.
I don't think that's what
he's saying.
I don't think that's what he's saying. I think he's saying. I think he's throwing in Ahiyana of the. No, yeah, no, that's
Zayin Omenal. He's just saying she doesn't.
I'm just telling you how.
But this is in the case where you would be Mekadesh her straight.
Okay, I don't understand how you read that way, but okay. You could, I'm just saying there's something
they
in the Rashba. Okay.
She didn't get it straight from
him. If there's no Kabbalah, I think what he's saying is either we don't care about anything other than Kabbalah, because anything other than Kabbalah is not Arev, or we do care about the thing not. We care about the Ahiyana, but we only care about it in the context of Arev, which is defined by Kabbalah. But it doesn't really matter so much. I mean, it does. That point is an important point if I'm right about it.
Yeah.
But either way, I'm trying to be miyache without Zayin Omer Aleph. But if not, then it's fine. It's a standalone Rashba. But either way, this is the strongest Rishon in terms of the formulation that you are operating within Kabbalah, and that Kabbalah is dependent upon Bardas, yeah.
Okay, and also it's just interesting with the Rash and the Tshuva, he's talking about whether it's that Bava or Kamatana.
Yeah.
He said, yeah, it's all Bava also, and then he says that the reason why the Gemara used the Lashon of Nesina, he says, V'had the Nakat Lach Nesina, V'lo B'milva, Mishum D'Ikr Kiddushe Kesef, B'Nesina V'lo Halva. There's Mukhaf that he thinks that it's Mamish the Kabbalah itself, which Isha is.
Well, you don't know the scene of what? The scene of the money or.
That's the contrast between the scene and Halva. What are you pointing out?
Kabbalah. You have a Kabbalah of Mammon.
The difference between the scene and Halva is not going to matter. The Chetzah Kedushin is just a.
Hayana.
Hayana is the same either way.
Okay, good. Anyways, then he goes on to say, the Kol She'omer, actually a little bit like, the Kol She'omer, Tein Mona Leploni, Ve'kadosh Anilach, Afa Bisha Mekabel Einu Miskayev Lo Klum, right? D'homatana Hu D'kashakel, here's where that's what you're also pointing out, right? Even though this isn't a Halva case, it's a Matana case, Mikom Mokom Hi Miskadesh Es Bo, Ba'osahana Haba, La'oso ben schia, right? Bidibura. Avol kesha mekabel eino bar schia ein kan din arvos. Behind the bekelav ra tzachrea eino miskadeshes elamachas hanos haatzala kedin hanos milva okehelech mona beskadesh alach mekadeshes badam chashuv. He's distinguishing these cases. Okay. Then he quotes the Rishalmi. Iskatchili baselav amar shlichei liyam or lenahar eino miskadeshes. To know la'inya la'ani, which of course is against our Gemara, by the way, right? That's the next piece in the Rashba. Because our Gemara says that what, Yaakov? Give to the ani is not mekudeshes because that's your obligation anyway, right? But the Rishalmi says tno la'ani is mekudeshes, right? So b'kol mokom lo nichnas tachas yoda klum. Hochit mar mekudeshes, hochit mar ena mekudeshes. I think the Rajba is a slightly expanded version of the Rishalmi. Amra bavo rotza hi miskadeshes v'tira osa tove la'ani. Alma kolshol nichnas tachas yoda klum. Ena mekudeshes hafabish shlichasa b'mitzvasa. Lemakom sheniachal od litlo ayamo benahar filoch enu mukudeshes. Od pirshut taman de tano laani mukudeshes mishum nasa bal shlucha shal isha lezakos laani mishum de ani zochal isha because of his zochaliatzmo. The lo zochem mamish leisha amru. This is again a chiddush of the Rajba. Doesn't really mean that the ani zochem for the woman. Ella, that would be like a zochin issue, which we'll get to in a second. Aso kizocha leisha kedin lova shizocha bekabalas lechay v'saarev. Right, ketama de gemara. V'garsina nami hasam shim amra tein mana lecheresh ena mukudeshes. Let's say you have a person, it's not leibud. Let's say you give it to a, again, if you give it to the kelev and it's mishtarshi because you saved on your dog food bills, that's a kabbalah. Let's say you gave it to a cheresh. There's a chiddush of the Rajba. What the Ritva was referring to when he said, what? It says somewhere in the Bavli that if you give it to a cheresh, that it's not mekudeshes, it's chalila. Right? Like, how come Bavli didn't mention it? Right? Such a tema. But the Rajba says, if you give it to a cheresh, based on all this, ena mekudeshes, she'ena bar zechia. Hilkach yaf shalali ischayiv midin arvus. Now here again, I think the language of the Rajba is fascinating. Just like before, he seemed to be mixed, in my opinion, mixing Ahiyana in with the Kabbalah. Now he's mixing Ef Charlie is Chayiv Midin Arvus Bekabalaso. Okay. So again, I still have a bit of an outstanding suffix in the Rajba, but clearly what emerges from the Rajba is very critical. Okay. So now let's turn our attention away from Arev. Arev, there's more to say, obviously, but these are the principles, at least. Again, so just to sum up, Zrok Liyam is fascinating because we would have expected that it would be in lockstep. And we have some challenges. Maybe in the Rajba, right? The Rosh is an example of consistency. The Ritva here is an example of consistency, right? But the Rosh is Mestapek, ends up being consistent. The Meiri, in one respect, is inconsistent, and maybe the Rajba in another respect. Then, of course, once you bring in the Rishonim in the other places, above Basra and above Metzia, it gets a little trickier there as well. Now let's move to Eved Kenani. So with regard to Eved Kenani, we've talked about it already. A lot of the issues are parallel. Right? In the case of Arev, the question is the Kabbalah. In the case of Eved Kenani, the question is the Nesina. Right? But the question is, what is the Gemara really being done on, and what is the Maskana? Again, another, similar to what we discuss in Arev. Just like in Arev, are we really discussing a case where it's lo mati hana liyadeh, meaning that there's no nesina whatsoever? And here we're talking about there's no, there's no Kabbalah whatsoever, and here we're talking that there's no nesina whatsoever. Or are we talking about pratim? Oh, a Nesina Shalhana, and here we're talking about a Kabbalah. Here we're talking about a Kabbalah Shalhana. Here we're talking about a Nesina Shal Chisaron. Right? Is that really what's going on? In which case, why do you care? Why would you need, a Chisaron? Right? What's even the Havamina? You have to invest, in the Baal or the Mekadesh on his behalf, has to somehow lose something in the process. I mean, it has to be pain involved in the case of Kedushin. Can't be Zenen of a Zenenem. Or is that a Shior in Nesina? Without being Mechaser, it's not called a Nesina. And this goes back to the question that we asked, when we're talking about the Mishal Melech, which we'll talk about again in a second, right? Do we care only about Kabbalah Sa'isha? If so, the fact that this tziruf, the most minimalist way to say it is, if the Kabbalah Sa'isha is mitzurefes to the Baal, that's enough. But in the other direction, maybe we need a real Nesina, and maybe we need a Nesina which is mechaseres. Maybe we need a Nesina, right, from a state of bailus. But if that's the case, how do you have the maskana? So he did have to say, if that is what we really do require, that you don't need that from the bailim, you need it from the mekadesh. The mekadesh, you know, who defines the maisa kiddushin, right? He has to not just cause the Kabbalah, he has to do a maisa nesina, and maybe even has to suffer, right, a mechaser, or has to be a maisa nesina that reflects his bailus over the chefetz. So here, just without going into too much detail, basically what we have, I think there are three like prominent perspectives in how to understand what is really happening in Eved Kanaan. The first, of course, is what? Azriel is what? Rashi. What's Rashi? Shlichos. So according to Rashi, Rashi has the most innocuous view, let's say, of the chiddush of Eved Kanaani, and that is that the person who's actually handing over the money to the Isha is a shliach. But it's not completely innocuous, because he's not being mekadesh with the mamon habaylim. He's being mekadesh with the mamon, his own mamon. So by virtue of the fact, I'm just repeating the question, I'm just trying to put it in now in its context, by virtue of the fact that it's not mamon habaylim, right? Although he is a mekadesh, does that in any way take away from the Maisa Kiddushin? Now, does the Maisa Kiddushin something which has to be associated with the Bailus or the Heftza of the Bailim, and therefore the fact that you can do Shlichus when the money comes from somewhere else already shows you that being Mitzuraf to the Kabbalah is all there is? I don't think necessarily. What you might say is what I said before, which is it doesn't have to be Mechaser Momon Habailim, and it doesn't have to be the bailus, right, of the bailim. For that, it's enough that those qualities or characteristics flow from the formal mekadesh, or the person who does the kiddushin. But to say this, you do have to add one other little point, which is a big issue generally and in kiddushin specifically, and that is when a shliach is mekadesh on behalf of the mishal, on behalf of the baal, right? Is there, how much of a chalos is that? In other words, is this kiddushei shliach? Is it something called kiddushei shliach? Right? And it's a bit of a double-edged sword. The more we think that there's a chalos of kiddushei shliach, right? So from the bailim's point of view, you know, we're not requiring them to do the maisa, or the mechaser mamon, or the bailus of the mamon to come from them. That's coming from the shliach. On the other hand, once you say that, so in terms of the maisa kiddushin, not the maisa bailim, right, that is all being done by the shliach. Again, mashal the madaber domen, I'm not equating them, I'm just trying to highlight the point in a broader way. What do I mean by the chalos shlichos? Right. Well, first of all, the Gemara in the beginning of the second paragraph of kiddushin, as you know, discusses, you know, the makar for shlichos. And the Gemara discusses shlichus. Could you be mechalek between shlichus? Right? Bekidushin, shlichus. Begitin, shlichus of the Baal, shlichus of the Isha. Right? In all of these. Both in Kiddushin and in Gittin. And some of the Rishonim there are very troubled. Like, why do you need so many different makoros? Right? The possibility of shliach ha-mekadesh and shliach ha-miskadeshes, you know, being different. I'll say it this way. Bishloma begitin, it's much easier to understand because the circumstances are different. right? And that's what Tosa Rosh and other Rishonim explained in the beginning of the second parak, right? The shliach laholacha, right? It's bal korcha de isha. The shliach la kabbalah, it's bal korcha de isha. The same factor, but it has like two very opposite, you know, impact. In other words, when something is bal korcha and you're imposing it, then, you know, your independent power, you know, is greater. And when something is bal korcha and you're suffering it, right, so your samchut, your status as any kind of independent person is lesser. So shliach l'holacha beget and shliach l'kabbalah beget structurally are just possibly different categories. That's not our topic right now. It's a second parak of Kiddushin and especially a Gittin topic. But you can take my word for it or just not. It's a big issue. But in Shlichus LeKiddushin, it's much less of an acute, obvious issue because it seems more in line with a typical, right, Shluchos Shel Adam Kemosov Kol HaTorah Kula, because, you know, it's a Maisa which requires the Das of the Osa and the Das of the Makabel. So from both points of view, it seems more like a typical transaction accomplished through Shlichus. And yet, there seems to be some indications that there is a separate status for shlichus of the Mekadesh and the Mitzkadeshes. Of course, we had it in the context of the discussion of Bo Yosem B'Shlucha and Bo Yosem B'Shlucha. Depending on what that means, this is part of our Hakdama at the beginning of the year, again, if it was some, you know, other factor, extraneous factor, or something more universal, fine. But especially the possibility that, you know, a more personal kiddushin as opposed to a more formal one, right? A nesuin type kiddushin as opposed to a kiddushin type kiddushin, and of course the discussion of the rishonim that maybe that affects whether or not you make a second bracha or make a bracha at all, right? So the idea that, you know, there. That the kiddushin of a baal is different than the kiddushin of a shliach is something to consider very seriously from that sugya's point of view as well. Another possible indication, depending on how you read it, we'll discuss, is the Gemara on Zayin Amud Beis, right? When the Gemara talks about we're Kesel Beis right now, we're back on Zayin Amud Beis for a minute, right? The Gemara wants to know, we'll get to in a minute, Boi Rava Shnei Ben Osayich L'Shnei Banai Bipruta mau basanosin and makabel azlinan v'ikam amona udim basaditu azlinan v'haleka. So we'll see soon that Rashi and Tosas interpreted that the case is you have a shliach right on the Mekadesh side for two kiddushins, and you have a father right on the Kabbalah part for two isha ketanas. Oh. But had it been, right, a shlucha shaladam kimosa for the boys and a shlucha shaladam kimosa for the girls, gedolos, right, according to most Rishonim, many Rishonim, the whole Gemara Safek wouldn't have come about. Even then, it's quite a remarkable Safek, which we'll get to in a minute, and it might even be a teiku, so we'll discuss it more. But not all Rishonim agree, both in their reading of Tosas. The Tosas Rid has seemingly a different shita, as the Mishnah Malach also points out. So is it possible that these sfeikos in the Gemara are be taken more seriously? Meaning, if you have a single shliach, right, do we really, a shliach who takes a pruta and is mekadesh, you know, two women, you know, in the, you know, from another shliach, right? Is there chalos of the shliach in these kiddushins? Okay, so these are just a few examples, and there are more, where this issue comes up. And therefore, even according to Rashi, who says that the Eved Kenani is midin shlichus, right, there is something to think about here in terms of the fact that the money isn't his, right, and whether this has consequences in trying to define the role of Nesina versus Kabbalah.
I thought Rashi is not taking a stance on how Eved Kenani works.
You don't think so? Well, I mean, no. Rashi, I mean, Rashi is saying that the guy here,
happens to be a shliach, but that could be.
I mean, it happens to be. He needs to be a shliach. Oh, you don't think it needs to be?
A lot of people think that Rashi says
only because of the Amira?
Yeah.
Okay. If that's true,
Rashi is totally neutral, and Eved Kenani is what's allowing the fact that the shliach has bailus on the mos to work as a kedusha.
I think you could say that, but I don't think you need to say that at all. Meaning, some people I think maybe say that. Meaning, if you think that, what would Rashi say in the Rambam's case? Meaning, what say it wasn't shliach? What would happen? Let's say it wasn't shliach, but the baal said harat mekudeshes. The momon shekibalt, whatever. What would Rashi say? I everything I just said is based on the assumption that that would not work.
There's no.
If that's not true in Rashi, then I take it back. However, I think that that's a clear view of many mafarshim.
If anything, even if you're taking Rashi is just saying that he needs to be a shliach in order to.
No, it could be because if not.
Relevant, not that Eved Kenani itself.
No. For Eved Kenani to work, he needs to be a shliach. Pashtus. So what's the chiddush if he's a shliach?
Taking a stance on the mechanism of the clock.
Well, we are still a little bit. I don't know if we're taking a stance on the mechanism, but we are taking a stance on assessing its importance here in the sense that.
Saying the scope of Eved Kenani is limited to shliach.
Right. So what's the chiddush of Eved Kenani? The chiddush of Eved Kenani is that even though the money comes from a different place, it's not mechaser the bailim.
That's always the chiddush of Eved Kenani.
Right.
As the Gemara tells us.
Maybe that's true. There are some mafarshim who say that the Rambam, that Rashi, thinks that in a typical Eved Kenani, right, you wouldn't need to have a shliach, but in Kiddush and Dafka you need a shliach because you need. I'm assuming that.
I'm saying it's almost. Very little in Rashi here that
right. Okay. So we'll talk. It's hard to know what Rashi. I agree with you on that, and I do think that Rashi could be understood in different ways. But all I'm saying is that none of the Mefarshim who assume that for the Mefarshim who think that Rashi disagrees with the Rambam, these are the points I'm trying to make. Now, what about the Rambam? What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says that. Noah? Rambam? Well, you can't forget. Yehuda? No, okay, fine. Fine. I mean, unlike Rashi, there's no shliach. So what happens? Shimon gives money to Leah, and Reuven goes over to her and says, Shimon gives money to Leah on behalf of a kedushin for Reuven, but he's not a shliach. Now, what that means is, right, that the nesinas hakesef to Leah, right, is not a maisa shlicha. It's not a maisa of Reuven's. And then Reuven says, "Hare at mukudeshes li," with the hana of the mamon shekibalt biglali. Okay, so there. Again, if you want to take the view that it's a kind of a hiyanana, he's taking full credit for the hana, but not for the money, or it's not kesef shel hana. If you wanted to say it's pure, like ritva type hana, then that's fine too. No big chiddush. But assuming for the moment I'm making this assumption, just as I was making an assumption with Rashi, I'm making this an assumption for the Rambam too. I'm reading it like Gravelville and others, which is that it's the kesef shel hana, right, which is the mekadesh. So then you have a case of kiddushin where there is tziruf to the Nesina, right? But there's no Maisa Nesina. That's a big Kiddush. Now, in between those two, and then can you understand the Gemara that it's Lo Chasre? Sure. Like, Lo Chasre doesn't just mean, you haven't suffered, you haven't invested, it's not your Bailus. It means even more than that. It means it's not even your Maisa Kiddushin, but you're Mitzurif to the Maisa Kiddushin, and you're the Goreim of her Kabbalah. In between those two is the possibility of something else, which the Itur thinks might be going on here, and the Rajma discusses, and the Talmud Rajma, and the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef, and others, namely, Gershon David?
Is he the one who said you have a choice of Shia or
Yah? No, let's leave that aside for the moment. I'm talking about a different institution, Kiva? Based on the Gemara Menhei, namely to think of what's the institution called? Maybe?
Artsui Yartse.
What? Artsui Yartse, but what is it? What do they think it might be? Our two yards, and we're not sure what that Gemara is about. Let's integrating that Gemara. But for, what does the Gemara say there? Just read it quickly. Mem Hei Amud Aleph, right?
Yeah.
They're all sitting around, you know, having a cup of wine. Sounds all very sketchy to me, but okay, go ahead. Well, what happened? Hanu Beitrei. Yeah, well, it's the, under the tzipi there in Bavel, right? Probably a code name for, yeah, go ahead. Shokol chad minayu kasa de chamra, yori le lechavre, right? Vihish amda, they were singing Vihish amda, go ahead.
Amar mekashali bar tape with read. Amar avina fiu hamar machina shemen satsa av, shemen satsa ben lorna.
Yeah, then it says Amri le, Rabban al Ravina. The Mil Shliach Shavya? Whoa, interesting. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So what is this Artsuye Artse Kamei? So Rashi says, go ahead, Akiva. So it's a strange Rashi anyway, because what, but not so strange, especially given Rashi. He didn't explicitly mimana him as a shliach, right? But he said, ah, this is the girl for me, right? He was going on and on and on. So the father got the message, right? So the zachin vadim shalom b'fana. So is it shlichus or is it zachin? Hmm. Tamar, what do you think? Shlichus or Zachin here?
Are we assuming it's a
So the answer is excellent, that maybe for Rashi, first of all, it's a strange formulation, right? But maybe for Rashi, no big deal. And that may be very consistent in the sense that, you know, Rashi holds Chiyamitam Shlichus, but unlike the Balei Tosas, who hold that Chiyamitam Shlichus is very literal, like there's a gilui milsa and a like a quiet minui ashlichos. Balei Tosas in many places in Shas, I'm not saying everywhere, but definitely many places. A couple of years ago, we learned Tzuvos. We had the Tzuvos, right? Dafyud Aleph, Amud Aleph, and Ger Katan. But you know, Balei Tosas in a lot of places say this, in Tosa Rush and the Rush, that zchiyah mitam shlichos is like a, you know, it's like an implicit minui. Right, he didn't say it, but it's ki'ilu that he said it. That's why the Balei Tosas generally are loath to ever allow any distinctions between tzchiyah and shlichus. Rashi, however, holds tzchiyah as mitam shlichus, but he does here and there allow for distinctions, and he never, mostly never. I think I could even almost say never, because there's places where it sounds that way. But I think if you read it more carefully, not. But Rashi in Bamitzia, in Shneimoksin, and in Gittin. He doesn't really ever say what Tosas says, which is that, you know, it's a minui. Certainly, the best way to understand Rashi, Rashi, the famous discussion between Rashi and Tosas about, you know, Balchov, you know, his tofes, you know, you can be tofes the Balchov, but Malkum Shalokhav Lachrini. So there's a debate between Rashi and Tosas, and what if it is Chav Lachrini, and he's a shliach, right? That certainly works. So if you hold Zochin as mitam shlichus, right, why should there a difference between, you know, Zchia and shlichus? This is part of the discussion between Tosas and Rashi and Tosas and Bab Metzia and Gittin. Rashi seems to make distinctions between Zchia and shlichus. The way the Ksos understood it was that Rashi really holds that while Zchiyah is mitam shlichus, the Torah is the memana. That's why if it's Bokum Shechav Lachrini, so the Torah is an equal opportunity, you know, mishaleach, or lack of mishaleach. Not going to point to shliach for A at the expense of B, right? But if you had real minui, that's something else. The Rav thought a little bit differently. The Rav thought that the Rashi's view is that Tzchiyah mitam shlichus means that you get the chalos of shlichus, the result of shlichus, right? B'li minui. And there are certain dinim that depend on the act of minui, right? Or maybe the quality of shlichus, I would add, he didn't say this, that maybe even the quality of shlichus in some cases depends on there having been a minui. But okay. Point is that Rashi here saying, oh, he's a shliach and zochin isn't so bad, because it's actually a very good example, because there is no explicit minui, right? But it doesn't necessarily mean there's gilui milsa either, but there's a chalos shlichos without a minui. Okay, interesting. That's interesting, though. Zochin l'adam. However, other Rishonim say more explicitly here that we're talking about, forget about the shlichos part, that when the Gemara says artzui artzie, what they mean is zechia, zochin. And this triggers a whole interesting argument whether zochin works in kedushin, right? So the Rajba here, Alatar, like seems the way we have it, and apparently in the other texts they had it differently in the Rajba, says what? Here. That Eved Kanani, he likes Rashi, Pirush Rashi, he doesn't like the Rambam, right? And then he says, "V'rach kosav kibalnu rabbeinu lo shno kishav yishliach be'edim lo shno kilo shavya afilu artzuya artze kamei ve'ozal v'kidsha midilei mekadsha v'lo mishtar yela beget." Sounds like zachin. V'chein alach. That's how the Rambam is working. Krovim dvar melu l'Rashi. V'rab balaita kosav afagav de lo artzi yela basa de kidshala odoy lahu gavra v'artze be'edim mekudeshes. Even if he only finds out about it afterwards, but he's happy. Zochin works, and the Rajma says, Lo niru devarav. Right? Then he adds in the end, the Rajba, they have here in the printed one, Miu Tamiali, it doesn't appear in this Rajba, Lam alon lar tsuye meikara lo zochin ladim shalom b'fanav. So they have a whole discussion here, again in the printed Rajba, again there's something they didn't have it in this Ksaviad, and you have this discussion also in the Talmud Rajba, and then the Itur and the whole business here, whether or not Zachin works. Talmud Rajba is like this. Then they have the Nebuka Yosef here. Miu imlo shavya shliachlo afagav debit knani lo asalosam acherim shluchim. Right? He's one of the people assuming that that's certainly not, that even according to Rashi, need shliach in Kiddushin, you don't need it in Akum, in Eved Kanani. Ikal Mifrach, Mal Eved Kanani Shekein Tzchusulo, Siyotu Mitachas Yadur Rabba Lecherus, Tomer B'mekadish Yishalacherim Shekein Chovulo, Dilma Lo Nichala Begava, Inami Lo Nichala Delitzar Bikrovase, Elevadei B'deshav Shliach Mayri. So there are two issues. The Tosas Rid, actually, on Mem Hei, told you to look at it. Anybody get a chance? Just one second. Let me just get the thought, and then I promise to take the part. Just one more second. Let me get the Tosas Rid, and then Tosas Rid is okay. In. Does anybody see the Tosas Rid?
Yeah.
What did he say?
He doesn't like Rashi because he thinks it's a problem. There's Chavin here because there's a Krovim.
It's Chavin because of Krovim. One second. Quotes Rashi. One second. Pirusha Moreh Dilmar Tzuri Artze Ben Kame Ha'av V'Gila Daita Shu Chafetz V'Av Nasalo Shliach Meila V'Zachal Adam Shlo B'Fon V'Ena Nirali She'Ein Zeschus Sorry Oso B'Krovosav Yesh L'Farsha Tzuri Artze Ha'av Kame B'No V'Hodiyo Sherotze Lita No Oso Isha V'Shasa Kaben. Okay. So all the Nosa, the Achronim ask against the Tosas Rid, he quotes here in the footnotes the Atzmus Yosef. Says, but he's the guy, that's all he's talking about, is how he wants to get married to this girl. So how can you say it's chova? right? Interesting question. Then there's one other sheet that's iskin, and then I'll take a question. We'll have to finish with this tomorrow. The Tosri Azaken. Anybody see the Tosri Azaken al Atar on the Mehmed base? Did I tell you to look at it, or I just told you Tosri Azaken? I thought I said Tosri Azaken and Tosri, no?
No, just Tosri.
Just Tosri? Okay, my fault.
It's all
time. What's that?
You should have seen it anyway, right?
It's also true. I wish I could disagree. Tosri Azaken, what does he say, anybody? I mean, you should have, but you didn't. Tosri Azaken has a line in which he says, I don't think Zaken should work, because typically you have an Asina, a Kabbalah, as long as the Nosin's interested, the Kabbalah's end of story. But here you have to create a Kiddushin. You have to create an Ishus. Here was a line. What is he talking about? Therefore, he doesn't like the Girsa. Like he says here. You have it? Yeah, start just a couple lines earlier. As opposed to, he says, but a regular Kenyan. You have that line? Yeah, that's one. Meaning, so the Tosri Azaken is saying something very important. The Tosri is saying it's not Zaken. Kiddushin is never Zaken. So that's an interesting machlokas. We'll talk about that tomorrow for a couple of minutes. Right? The classic cases of Zaken are a matana, Eved l'shichror, right? The classic case of Chavin is a get, right? What about Kiddushin? On the one hand, it's a Kenyan, right? On the other hand, it comes with obligations. Number one, he might want to marry someone else. Number two, there are Krovin. Number three, there shares Ksus Viona, right? So is it a Schutz? That's the issue of the Tosis read in some of the Rishonim. Again, the Rajba, the Talmud of Rajba, the Nebuke Yosef, the Itur, they seem to be debating that point. But the Riyaz Zaken is saying something more profound. He's saying, let's say it is Zaken. Kiddushin, unlike Matana or Kinyan and Dine Mamanis, is not going to work through Zaken. Kiddushin needs Shlichus. You need a Maisa Kiddushin connected to the Bailim. You can't just do Zaken. Because you're creating a whole chalo. It's not like a stama kinya. You need to create the sishus. And Zaken can't do that. Obviously, hold that Zaken is not mitam shlichus, not the Balitosis way, maybe not even the Rashi way. It's actually interesting that the Rajba weighed the possibility of Zaken, because of all Rishonim, again, this is not our topic right now, just there's a second parak of Kiddushin topic. Of all the Rishonim, the one who felt the most that Tzchi is Lav Mitam Shlichus, who says Tzchi is Lav Mitam Shlichus, and who also meant it the most, some Rishonim said Tzchi is Lav Mitam Shlichus, but they felt it was a type of Shlichus. The Rishon who most clearly thinks that it's really not Shlichus is a Rajba. In Kiddushin, Second Perek, and above Metziah, and Ayin Aleph, and in other places. So it's a really interesting question. It goes to our question about. So some people think, just to sum up, that Eved Kenani is Zaken. Others think Eved Kenani means Shlichus.
Who says Eved Kenani is Zaken?
I think that's what the Bali Itur is saying.
But they're just asking whether, in the case of Eved Kenani, do you need a formal mean of Shlichus, or can you be summoned from Zaken?
Yeah.
But Zaken is not explaining the mechanism of how
it might work. Why won't it? If you hold Zaken, let him shalom b'fana, why won't it?
Because Zaken is explaining what right this person has to do your ma'isa for you,
And what right do they have? Not only what right do they have? Why is it mitzuruf to you if he wasn't through shlichas? Right?
I mean, it doesn't seem like it sounds like the Rishonim here just.
Some of the Rishonim are saying explicitly. They're quoting RCA as an explanation of Evid Kanan.
Even in the Rashba, it sounds like they're only invoking Zachin. Fight about this Rashi is the issue whether you need a formal
Nina
Shlichos. But just like for Rashi,
as an explanation of Evid
Kanani. I thought it was an explanation to explain whether you need the Shlichos Habal in the case of Evid Kanani. But still, you need an independent explanation for how.
Maybe you don't. Maybe that's what Evid Kanani is. What is Evid Kanani? But that's maybe how Evid Kanani works.
I'm saying, because that for Rashi.
Yeah.
They're saying even if you have shlichos in place,
right,
you still need Evid Kanani to explain how.
Because the money isn't yours.
Yeah. Right.
No, that's different.
That's the work that Evid Kanani is doing.
Evid Kanani is doing the work of the money.
Right, same thing. And even if you say Zachman Shlomo, that's about the Gavra, how could he be empowered to do your Kedushin for you?
Or how can your Kedushin be Mitzuraf to you if it wasn't even done by your agent?
In the Zachman.
Yeah, but that might exactly be what Evid Kanani is. Even in an Evid Kanani, that might be what it is.
According to the Gemara,
how do you know?
Say,
right, because it isn't. Because again, for Rashi, that means it's not your money. The answer is, do we care? That's what I was getting at before. For the Rambam, it's more than that because it's not Zachin, it's not Shlichos, but you are. It's big lalech, therefore you certainly need the Amira, but on the Nesina level, you didn't do anything. It's not even mitzuruf to you in terms of the rules, the regular din of Zachin. But according to this group of Rishonim, Zachin is that. What did you want to ask before? Also this?
I'm going to have to make this point.
Okay, good.
And it can't be din of Zachin because then you're limiting the whole principle of Evid
Kanani to
the cases of
Kus. Right. Who says, where do we know that it applies any other place?
That's not the
by the way, let's say for the Rambam.
But that's not the principle of Evid Kanani. The principle of Evid Kanani is that I don't have to be the payer for my purchase.
Because of that, isn't that true in Zachin too?
Even if it's a chov, even if it has chov.
I mean, Evid Kanani is not a good example of that because Evid Kanani is the example of Zachin.
So we're saying that if we hold that Evid Kanani is within Zachin. Those Rishonim are committed to the view that Kedushin is never a hope.
No.
Because otherwise, Evid Kanani can never have worked in.
Only in a case, no, maybe it'll only work in cases where it's not a chov. But that's a machlokas Rishonim, whether it's a chov. Right?
I don't understand, but it doesn't seem that the Rishonim think that Evid Kanani.
I mean, it's never, no one thinks that that somebody can be Makadish and Isha on your behalf, midin Evid Kanani, when you're going to be opposed to it.
Right.
But certainly no one holds that.
Evid Kanani is never about that. That's all I'm saying.
It might very well be. That's what these Rishonim, I think so. That's what these Rishonim are saying.
But that doesn't work in the Rashba. The Rashba just comes.
No. The Rashba holds Shlichos like Rashi. He's just asking separately, so why isn't there Zachin? I'm not saying that he's saying that Evid Kanani should be Midin Zachin, although he might be saying that too, that we don't have the evidence of that. But what I'm saying is that that's a very good way to explain Evid Kanani. Even in Evid Kanani. But let me just leave you with two other points. I'm sorry I'm late. Okay, we'll talk more about these points tomorrow, but just two other points to think about. One is that according to the Rambam, Evid Kanani only appears in Evid Kanani and in Kiddushin. Right? We know that, right? In Hilchos Mechira, Perek Aleph, he has Arev, no Evid Kanani, and no Bidin Shneya. Point number one. Point number two, I'll talk about them briefly tomorrow. Is that the Rambam does a very strange thing in Perek Hey Halacha Chaf Aleph. Namely, he has Midin Shneim with Arev before he even mentions Evid Kanani. So I want to talk about that for very briefly as well. Okay, and then we'll move on to...